On a day some 20 years after these events, King Arthur held court. Now, most people know that King Arthur became king by drawing an enchanted sword from a stone. Many also know that he established a band of noble heroes called the Knights of the Round Table. Some even know that he ruled wisely and well and brought peace to all England. But not many realize how long all this took. On this particular day, the king had already drawn the sword from the stone, but he had no round table and only a few knights, and he ruled only a small part of England. Many powerful nobles were waging war with him, resisting his reign, which kept King Arthur quite busy. Nevertheless, he was already trying to rule wisely and well, which was why he was holding court. He was hearing the appeals of the people and administering justice. "Next case," called Sir Kay, the king's foster brother, who stood beside the throne, sorting out the crowd and keeping order. Two guards led forward a grimy knight in dusty armor. Sir Kay looked at his list. "Here, O king, we have a knight who is accused of killing a fellow knight, a certain..." Sir Kay paused, squinting at the records in front of him. "Oh dear."
"What is it, Kay?" asked the king.
"He's accused of killing our cousin, Sir Bulivere, Uncle Clovis's son."
King Arthur said, "This is a serious charge, O knight."
He looked disapprovingly at the knight's dusty armor.
"Though you don't seem to take it seriously, is this how you choose to appear before your king?"
The knight replied softly, "I did not choose this dirt, sire. I've spent the last 3 months in your dungeons, waiting for trial. Your dungeons could use a wash." The king's expression softened.
"I see. I'm afraid it has been a while since I last held court, hasn't it? You see, I've been busy lately, fighting the rebel King Roynes of Wales. Well, never mind the dust, then. What is your name?"
"I am Sir Balin of Northumberland, Your Highness," said the knight.
"Sir Balin, you are accused of killing the knight Sir Bulivere."
"Yes, I did that."
King Arthur blinked. "You admit it?"
Sir Balin nodded.
"Why did you do it?"
"He attacked me."
"Unprovoked?"
"No, sire. I think he attacked me because I called him a nasty, cowardly brute."
King Arthur frowned again. "To provoke another to attack is the same as attacking yourself," he said.
Beside the king, Sir Kay cleared his throat.
Arthur?
"Yes, Kay?"
"I'd just like to point out that, in fact, Bulivere was a nasty, cowardly brute. I mean, remember that Christmas we spent at Uncle Clovis's? Bull was a stinker, all right."
"But you can't just go around calling people names," the king said.
"Even if they're true?" asked Sir Kay.
"Why not?"
"Because it starts fights and people get killed,"
King Arthur explained patiently.
"Sir Balin, step forward to receive your sentence."